the message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is this: the kingdom of God cannot be killed. I think you ought to give God praise for that.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is the final part in the Real Power series. Let's conclude this message series with Pastor Rogers. This is part four from Real Power Series, The Power of the Resurrection.
If you do what I say, Jesus said, you can have your life back. Look at your neighbor and tell him, if you do what God says, you can have your life back. That's right. Notice what Hebrews 2 and 9 says. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, watch this, should taste death for every man. Jesus tasted the death before you and I even have to. He went to the cross in our behalf. He was our substitute of the perpetuation of our sin. He took our place and tasted the sting of death himself. Jesus wasn't afraid of death. He came to deal with the power of death and take it down at the cross. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. I want you to know Jesus doesn't have to get up and walk around on this earth anymore. He did it one time and for all and by himself. And when Paul was writing his writing, he understood it like I understand it today and like many of you do. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The power of that is sin, and the strength of that is the law. But thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who went to the cross, died in my place, and took the sting out of the stinger of death. I believe somebody ought to glorify the Lord this morning in this holy house. Death still existed. Listen, it still exists today after the resurrection of Jesus. I've preached many funerals since the resurrection of Jesus took place. There have been funerals and death that's been going on. But for the believer who has placed their faith in Jesus Christ and him alone and the finished work on the cross, death has lost its power. That's why we're here celebrating on a resurrection morning. Death has no power to hold Jesus Christ, and our faith in the finished work of the cross of Jesus and by the power of the blood gives us the dominion back and the authority over death. Somebody said, Pastor, but my relative died. I want you to know, if you've already died in Christ at the cross, you're already dead. That's what this weekend was all about. Last night, I walked through and we turned on the television before we were getting ready to get for service tonight, and there's the Ten Commandments, and there they are. I walked in right when they were painting the doorposts, and every Jew knows exactly what they're talking about. For us, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about going back to the Old Testament and painting the doorposts. Jesus has already painted the doorposts of my heart, and when the Passover death angel comes to my house, he'll look at the blood and say, already dead. If you've died at the cross, then you'll may be made alive at his resurrection. It's not only dominion, but there was a debt to be paid. A debt. Death gets its power from sin. And if you're a sinner, you should be afraid of death. Death has you. There's a debt to be paid. You are indebted to sin, death, hell, and the grave. If you have mere religion, if all you have is religion today, then you are still indebted to death. Death has its power by sin, and sin has a price, and it is a debt that we owe. Listen, when you owe the bank money or you owe somebody something, they control you. They have power over you. They push you. They pressure you. They harass you. They make you fearful many times, especially if you are overdue in your debt. But when you pay them off, has anybody in this building or watching ever in your life paid off a bill and you know that feeling that happens right after you pay the bill off? I don't care if it was 10 cents. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know that feeling. It's a release from the person that you owe. I don't care what it is. I don't owe you anymore. So what does that mean? You can stop calling my house, death. You can stop trying to get me to pay a debt that I've already paid. Well, where was it? I didn't pay it in money. I didn't pay it in my house. I didn't pay it in a car. I didn't pay it by coming to church on Resurrection Sunday. The bill was already paid. I went to Jesus and he paid the debt in my stead. If you're saved and you know you are, you ought to put your hands together and thank God the debt has been paid. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6, verse 21 says this: what benefit did you reap at the time when the things that you are now ashamed of? Those things resulted in death. But now that you've been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and results in eternal life. And this is what Paul said: for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. Once the wages of sin have been paid, and he did it at the cross, death has no power to control you. Death's wages have been paid for you. So on this Resurrection Sunday, your debt to death has been paid by none other than Jesus Christ on the cross. Now, whether or not you've cashed in on that at the cross is entirely up to you. But as for me and my house, we got blood painted over the doorposts. Jesus' blood has paid the sin debt in my stead. Why is that so important? I'm going to tell you, you can have an appreciation, and I've studied, and many of you have, the different religions of the world, and you may even have an appreciation for the writings of Buddha and his thinking and Buddha, whatever he is, but you know, you can have an appreciation for Muhammad and his writings, and millions of people do, and you can have an appreciation for the gurus of India, but I wouldn't give you 10 cents for a religion that cannot deal with the sin question and doesn't have blood on it. I just want to tell you, Christianity is a bloody gospel, and you better be glad that it is, for without the blood, there is no payment for our sins. Are you hearing what I'm saying? They're still trying to crucify themselves in the Philippines. Just today, on Good Friday, they nailed themselves up, and I saw those pictures, and I screamed at the screen. I said, what are you doing? You don't have to do that anymore. That's already been done by Jesus Christ. He has bought and paid for it. So what is the devil's tactic against our life? This happens every day. Satan's only strategy is to get you to sin, rebel, disobey, and convincing you, if you do this, it'll be all right. You won't die. And some of you believe it because you look at yourself in the mirror or you take a selfie and you're still here. Problem. God was not talking so much about your body, even though that would happen because of the natural course of things. He was talking more about your spiritual life, your soul. He said, if you take of this and disobey me, death is going to become active in your life. When you disobey God, you set death loose. But Jesus has the power over death. I know that, but if you don't obey God's word, you make death active. Are you hearing me? Satan, that's the reason why he's called the tempter. He is constantly trying to get you to sin against God so that death can become activated in your life. Jesus took our sin to the cross and gave us power over every temptation of the devil. But Pastor, you don't know what I'm dealing with. I mean, I got this serious Krispy Kreme addiction. It's pretty bad at my house. Somebody gave me jelly beans this past week that taste like Krispy Kreme donuts. But I want you to know I have resisted the temptation to eat the whole bag. Tempting you, constantly putting whatever it is you like the most out in front of you. Whatever it is that draws you away, he's tempting you. But Jesus said, I've given you power over the accuser and the tempter of the brethren. Amen. Consider 1 John chapter number 1. The Bible says this, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and in the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, has cleansed us from all of our sin. Cleansed us. That's what they were singing about. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if you do sin, if we confess with our mouth our sins, and he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't know how that makes you feel, but if you mess up between here and the car, all you got to do is confess. And the Bible said God hears your cry and puts you right back in the right position. It's all about trying to keep you out of position. That's what it's all about, my dear friend. It's not about you just coming to resurrection service. It's about next week, next month, next year. Am I going to keep on walking with God, or am I going to activate death in my life that's going to keep me pulled down? Now, my wife talked me out of this illustration. She felt like it might have been a little dangerous. So I decided not to. Furthermore, I couldn't find one. I was searching around my house for a bee. How many of you in this building, if you get a sting from a bee or a wasp, you're already allergic to it? Let me see your hand. Yeah, look at all these hands. I was planning on turning that thing loose in here. Oh, I see you're alive. I thank you for those amens. I'm glad. I hadn't heard. I didn't know if you were breathing. I was planning on turning it loose in here this morning. And you see the panic. Even some of you that are not allergic to it are already afraid of it. Because, one bee has made this entire house paralyzed. Some of you that didn't even have an allergy 5 minutes ago, when you saw somebody else's hand and knew that the potential could be that a bee is loose in this building, already self-diagnosed yourself as being allergic to bee stings. But I told her I was going to take, she didn't believe me, but she could be thankful that I didn't find one. I chased this wasp down, but he kept going. And so, because as long as that, listen, this one stinger in one bee has this entire group of 1,000+ people paralyzed this morning. But my intent was to extract the stinger from the bee and turn the bee loose. And once you know that the stinger has been removed from the bee, he ceases to be a threat. I came to tell you, when Jesus hung on the cross, when he was buried and rose again, he pulled the stinger out of the bee. And you don't have to be afraid of death's sting anymore.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org. Or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Hello, this is Pastor Joey Rogers, and I want you to mark the dates June the 30th and July the 1st and join us for our Freedom Conference. Special guest, William Federer, Kamal Saleem, and Lieutenant General Retired Jerry Boykin. You will not want to miss that exciting weekend, so mark your calendar, save the date, and join us right here at Pace Assembly.